Alcoholics Anonymous. I can't teach you how to do this. Everybody in here, raise your hands. So you're under arrest. Put your hands up. Everybody, come on, come on. Whole room, put your hands up. That's a universal sign of surrender. When the police go whoop, whoop, you. Yeah, I thought so. Oh, you jail heads. Well, I know how to. Some of y'all went quick with a leg, you know. I can't teach you how to surrender, and I can't teach you how to be willing. But once you get to the first, the zero step of conceding that something's wrong, you don't even have to say you're an alcoholic, but something is wrong with me because my way is not working. It's not doing well, and that's why I confessed it. And then all of a sudden, I understand that I'm powerless over my drinking. Just real simple in the beginning. See, what they do is they get you in here and they twist it. I'm powerless over my drinking and using or whatever, and my life is unmanageable. Okay, yeah, okay, I can get that. But when it starts being substituted from drinking to my defects, to my seven deadly sins, to my powerless over my fears, and to my, I'm powerless and my actions are unmanageable. I can't help how I act. How do I change my behavior? I think I got some power, but you told me I'm powerless. But the magical, mystical thing about this program, and I've been around long enough to see that same man that drugged me by my weed, baby, that boy drugged me. When I tell you I left that ex-husband in pain, embarrassed, ashamed, at a bottom, he was doing drive-bys. I put the husband out, I moved the boyfriend in. We all of a sudden, we exposed, we out, and we in the public eye, and we just in love, and my ex-husband is over there suffering. Our two-year-old son, Marvin, and I had a son. His name is Miles. Our two-year-old child was calling this dude dad. That's what my defects take me to when I'm disconnected from a power. I lose my entire mind and don't even take a drink. So that tells me something's wrong. I started going to book studies, and I was sponsoring a lot of people, and I started slowly but surely missing because I'm in the active disease of defects. And Betty held my hand through the whole thing and said, baby, you're going to be okay. And then the young guy comes home with a great idea. He said, you know, I got some training in Atlanta. Let's move to Atlanta. And I sell my house. Come on. I sell my house, I quit my job, and I buy a house with him in Atlanta. Oh, I forgot to tell you, any girls in here that, 13th step, am I the only? Any recovering hoes in this house? There's some hoes. Men, you ain't the only one. This boy had about a year when I met him. I'm not scared of y'all. But I was far and deep. And there comes a point when it's just grace you floating on up in these rooms. Ain't nothing you doing. By all rights, according to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you should be drunk. By all rights, according to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the negative and the positive promises, you should be dead. But it is grace. You know, I didn't really appreciate the word grace until I realized it was grace. I sold that house. I moved to Atlanta. He lost his mind. He's probably somewhere in a strip club right now. I don't know. It's 20 years later, and I've forgiven this man. Let me tell you something about the steps, and I'm going to go through this. That mother that I hated, I buried her on Mother's Day 2017. There's only two of us, myself and my younger brother. I had two boys, he has one. That's it, no cousins, no aunts, no nothing. But you guys gave me a family. In fact, y'all just like me. Your last name is Anonymous. You're alcoholic. I got a family. That's why when you come in here and you try to hide stuff and try to be different and separate, how are you gonna be in an Anonymous program and try to be special? We see you, boo. We see you. to the girl with the mini dress that still got the hoism and still keeps going to the coffee pot 17 times. Let her.